Blog Talk Radio.
Isaiah 51:16,
right?
Read,
I will give you a mouth and wisdom. What do we know that we don't tend to know?
Okay.
Isaiah 51:16. What do y'all try to know that we don't particularly know? Mm. Well, Isaiah 51:16. Mother meets the grill of the Come on. Prometheus, Nicholas, a proselyte that lived in Antioch, right?
Mm.
So they had just brought this brother in, and he was dwelling in Antioch.
Mm.
Number seven, what did he say? Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. The number of the disciples multiplied.
Now, when they set this thing up according to the agreement, right? Yes. It said the word of Yahweh gives increased. And the number of the disciples was what?
Multiplied.
They was multiplied, right? And what happened?
And Yahweh
Judah started to embrace. So he said that Yahweh Judah came in. And multitudes, is that right?
Right.
Go ahead. And
a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith.
So he said a great number of the priests. Do we know, referring in particular to the Levitical priesthood, right?
Yes.
He said that they were even obedient to the covenant. So when they say that, they make a statement that, it was Israel, well, they say it was the Jews, right, that put Yahweh the Son to death. But we know it was some of the Jews of leadership. But we had some of them that believed the covenant. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Verse number 10, what did he say? Verse 8, come on.
And Stephen full of the
covenant, faith, spirit. Whatever way you want to put it.
And what power.
Go to do what?
It is great wonders and miracles among the people.
Verse number 10, come on.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit that he placed.
So they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Now let's see if we can get a line on who was these gainsayers that jumped on us. Come on with you. I'm just trying to get on down the road to bring these young lions in so I can check my mouth. That's all I'm trying to do. I thought we read 10.
13.
Did we read that? We did. You can read it again. It sounds good. Second time. Come on with
it. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake.
So they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit. By which he spake. We read in the book of Luke 21:15 that Yahweh will give you a mouth. We read in Isaiah 51 that he put his word in your mouth. And that will be read. And now we find out that they were not able to resist Brother Sigmund, right? But let's see, who are these that always is gainsayers? Let's see if we can pull it out. Sister Judah, Israel, Yahweh Judah. Sister Judith, let's run to Romans chapter 10, verse 21. Let's see, who is he that will always be gainsayers? So don't look for the other 17 nations to always be trying to jump you. Let's see who the main culprit here in the book of Romans 10, 21. Sister Judith, Israel,
Romans chapter 10, verse 21.
What do you mean?
But to Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched forth my hand unto a disobedient and gainsaying people.
What did he say? Unto who?
Disobedient and gainsaying.
Unto who?
I told Israel.
Unto Israel. He said it, right? So your main predator, the main one that's going to be trying to jump you is going to be looking just like you, right?
Yeah.
Coming from one of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And believe you me, over the years, I've had that experience over and over again. But I know our people to a certain degree. Now, I ain't saying I know it all, but to a certain degree, I understand how our people think and how they operate, right? We got to know our people. We got to know. The bottom line is we was cut from that same cloth, we came up out of that thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Paul said, for certain was some of you. So let's run through the book of Titus. Let's see if we can get a type of witness about these games here.
That's right.
Book of tonight is chapter 1. Until we get a crack of windows on what these James said, let's pick it up at 9 to 14 and verse 16. Mother E. Titus chapter 1, 9 to 14 and verse 16. Let's see, Titus will give us some insight. We know this is a letter that Paul penned to Titus, right?
Titus chapter 1.
Mm-hmm. 9 to 14 and verse 16. Of the Israel, see you,
Roy. Titus chapter 1, verse 9. Hold
fast
the faithful word.
Hold fast the faithful word.
As he has been taught.
So we all got to be, hold on. Let me see if I can pull out Wisdom of Solomon, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9. Let's see if we can, reiterate that thing. If I can pull out a statement in Wisdom of Solomon, if I can lay my eyes on it, I don't see it in Wisdom of Solomon, so if I'm wrong with that thing. Let me try some Sirach. I know it's in here somewhere, but I ain't gonna prolong it. If I can pull it out, If I can't, then I can't. Wisdom of Solomon. I think I might be right about that. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, Mother's Week. And let's see that verse 17 and 18. Let's see what we get out here. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 17 and 18. Mother's Week, Israel, the senior royal.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 17 and 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 17.
Uh-huh. Hold fast
the faithful word. as he has been taught.
As he or she has been taught, go ahead.
That he or she may be able by sound doctrine.
By sound, now, what is sound doctrine? Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Turn to that Proverbs chapter 4. What is this sound doctrine that we got to be sound in? What is this sound doctrine we got to be sound in Proverbs 4, verse number 1? What is this sound doctrine? Proverbs 4, 1 and 2. Brother Titus Israel.
Put the Proverbs. For the Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2.
Yes, sir.
Hear ye, children.
Hear you, my children. Good evening.
The instruction of a father.
Good evening.
The sense of no understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2.
Yes, sir.
For I give you good teaching.
I give you sound doctrine. What about it?
Yes. Mistake ye not my Torah instruction.
Well, sound doctrine is to understand the first 5 books of Moses, right? You can't go wrong if you understand the first 5 books of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, finish that.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it, verse 2.
All right. So we can't go wrong if we get a grip on the first 5 books of Moses, right? Run back to that Titus chapter 1, verse number 10. Israel, the Zebra. So it said that you might be able to convince the gainsayer, right? Verse number 10, what did he say?
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many unruly and vain of them.
Mm-hmm.
And deceivers.
What did he say? There are many unruly and vain talkers. But there are a whole lot of people got their mouth going, right? But they are what? Deceivers.
Pastors, yet they
lady up here, they ain't operating up under me. So I haven't sent them. They out there telling you about what the law is saying. Go ahead, and what?
I have not spoken to them.
Even look at even furthermore. I ain't even saying one word to them. Go ahead. Yet they what?
Yet they prophesy.
Yet they say the law said, ain't that right?
Right, right.
Verse 22, what did he say?
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have...
But if they had stood...
But if they had stood in my counsel...
He said, but if they were working according to my counsel, what about?
And had...
Called
my people to hear my words...
Go ahead. Then what would happen?
Then they shall have... Turn them from that evil way and from the evil of thy doing.
So this thing is easy to determine, right?
Right.
He said these are vain talkers and deceivers. Because they haven't even spoken to them. But they are out there talking about telling you about what the Lord say, right?
Right.
He said, but if they would have just stood in my counsel, they would have shown my people my word. And turn them away from their evil ways and from the evil of their doing, right? The book of Titus, chapter 1, verse number 11 through 14, Mother. Titus, chapter 1, 11 through 14. So that what makes you a gainsayer.
That's
you
right.
You speak according to your own understanding, right? Not according to the word of your father. Come on, Mother.
Titus chapter 1, verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
By the grace of Yahweh.
Titus chapter 1, verse 11.
Yes, Titus chapter
1,
verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Whose mouth must be stopped.
So Yahweh said, their mouth must be what? Stopped.
Great.
Who subvert whole houses. So they subvert whole families, right? Doing what?
Teaching things which they ought not.
For what reason?
From ear to loop.
They say they are about the money.
Money, right?
He said they teach them for filthy lucre. Six. Verse 12, come on.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
One of themselves,
mm-hmm.
even a seer,
even a pastor
of their own.
So you declare one of their own. Part of their congregation, and they tell you some things you need to know about their power, right? Good. They're what?
The
Christians.
The Christians
are
always liars.
They say these Christians are always liars. Now, they became Christians because they lived in the land of Crete. That's why they call them Christians. They're always liars. Go ahead.
Evil be.
Say what?
Evil be.
Evil be. Go ahead.
Low be. Low be.
Low balance.
Low balance.
So, the brother let you know exactly what to look for, right? Verse 13, what he said.
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
This witness is true.
He said, look here, I'm telling you the truth. Go ahead.
Wherefore,
what you got to do?
Wherefore,
rebuke
them.
He said, you gotta get at them, right? You gotta rebuke them sharply that they may be what?
That they may be found in their faith.
Found in the covenant. So you gotta get at them quick so that they might be, your purpose has gotta be that they might be found in this thing, right?
Right.
Verse 14.
Verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Give heed to.
Not giving heed.
Not giving heed to Jewish. Y'all got Jewish. Yes.
God Judah. Well, we need to do the word. We know it's time for Yah God Judah. I give heed to Yah God Judah.
Sabbaths.
Fables.
Uh-huh. And commandments of men.
Commandments of men.
That turn from the truth.
Verse 16, what do you say?
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
They profess that they know Yahweh.
You say they profess. Hold that point. That they know Yahweh. Now, how do we know that we know some Yahweh's amen? How is it that we
Yahweh.
Chapter 2. How do we know? We know Yahweh. 1 John chapter 2, 3 through 6. With the A, B, C, B, and C, right? We're going to let Apostle John explain how we know. We're going to 1 John chapter 2, 3 through 6. The same in Ephesians, see, right?
1 John, chapter 2, 3-6.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And hereby we do know that we know him.
Now, he said, now, this is how you know that you know him, right?
Yes.
How is that?
If we keep the Torah instructions.
He said, if we keep the Torah instructions, right? First number 4. Yes, ma'am.
He that says, I know him.
Go ahead.
And keep not his Torah instructions.
Is what?
He's a liar.
Is a what?
A liar.
I didn't say it, but it's written. If you say you know him and you don't do keep the Torah instructions, he said you're a liar. And what?
And the truth is not in
you. And the word of Yahweh is not in you, right? Verse number 5, because that's what's the truth. The word of Yahweh, right?
Yes,
right. We'll read that in, Judges 17:17, and then Psalm 119, verse 142, right?
Yeah,
so he said that the truth is not in them. Verse 5, what about it? What?
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
But whosoever keepeth his word,
mm-hmm,
and him verily or truly is the love of Yahweh's perfect.
He said the love. The love of Yahweh is his Torah instruction. You say you come to perfection, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hereby knowing that we are in him.
Verse 6, what do you say?
6.
Mm-hmm.
And he that saith he abides in him.
He or she that saith, I'm for Yahweh, I'm about Yahweh. What about it?
Him or her ought himself also so to walk. Even as he walks.
So we gotta walk in his footsteps, right?
Yes.
We gotta walk as he walked. The book of Titus 1. Pick it up at where we at, mother? 14. Verse 16. Can you read that again? Verse number 16, Titus 1:16, mother he is read. Titus chapter 1, verse 16.
Titus chapter 1. Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
They profess they know Yahweh.
They profess they know Yahweh.
But in works, they deny him.
But in works, they deny him. For it
is abominable.
Being abominable.
Being abominable and disobedient.
Wait.
And unto every good work, reprobate.
To every good work, a reprobate. Let's listen to Matthew. Now let's see a few things that the game says will jump you on. In the book of Matthew, Sister Judith Israel, see you right. And these are a few things that the game says. I've seen them twist the brother left on this stuff. The book of Matthew 28. And let's look at 18 through 20. Now they'll twist you up on this. Matthew 28. Number 18 through 20, Sister Judith, Israel, see you, Lord.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 reads,
mm-hmm,
and Yahweh the Son came and spake unto them, saying,
saying what?
All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Verse 19.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
Now, we stuck, right? He said, go you therefore and teach how many nations?
All nations.
Doing what?
Mm-hmm. Baptizing them in the name of the Father,
mm-hmm,
and of the Son,
mm-hmm,
and of the
Righteous Spirit. Verse 20.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
But he said that go and teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Key word there. Go ahead.
Hello, I am with you always. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Now them Christians, they might have made that real quick. Matthew 28, verse 19, and John 3:16. They're very familiar with those two scriptures. Let's see if we can run this thing down. They ain't gonna never gonna read Mark's account of them. Mark got another story to tell. Mark 16, brother Titus Israel Z. Royce. Mark 16. Let's see how Mark put this thing. Mark 16. Let's look at verse number 15 and 16. Let's see how Mark put the same encounter, the same story. Mark 16, 15 and 16.
The book of Mark, chapter 16. Verse 15 and 16.
Yes, sir.
Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to them,
what did he say?
Go ye to all the world.
So he said, go to all the world. Go to every nation, right? That's what he's saying, eh? He said to go to every nation. Let's see if he's going to teach all nations of them.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go to all the world.
Mm-hmm.
And teach the covenant to every preacher.
Now he said teach the covenant to every who?
Creature.
And who is the creature? Let's run to Mother E. Let's see if we can pull it out. Who is the creature? He's telling to go around to all the world and to all the nations and teach. Let's see the book of Colossians, chapter 3. Holy Israel, see you right. Let's see if we can break this thing down, Mother, and make sense. The book of Colossians. What I want in Colossians, Mother E.
Three.
I don't see nothing on the chapter 3. Make that chapter 1. My fault, Mother E. Colossians chapter 1. And let's begin at verse 21. We're going to read down to 26. Mother E. Israel, see what? So he told, Mark said, yeah, go to every nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And teach the covenant to every creature. That's what Mark said, right? Now let's see if we can find out who the creature is, Mother.
He said 21-26.
Yes, ma'am. Colossians chapter 1, 21-26.
Look at Colossians chapter 1.
Look, before we even read chapter 21, read verse 2 for me, Mother. Read Colossians 1, verse 2. Let's just start it out. Let's see who is in Colossians that Paul is writing this letter to. Colossians 1, verse number 2. I just read the first three words of the statement of that mother. What would it rather address to?
The book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. The
saints. To the saints.
To the saints.
And what?
And faithful brethren in Yahweh the Son,
mm-hmm.
which are at Colossians.
So this is right addressed to the saints. Not just any old saint, but the faithful brothers in Yahweh's son, right? Which are at Colossae. Now let's see what he's talking to the saint in verse 21. Now, do we need to break that down? Who's going to break down? Who is the saint? Who's going to take care of that work for us? Who is the saint that we put a name on? Because, you know, they say that a Martin Luther was a saint, right? They say Pope John the First was a saint. They say, what's that little bitty lady named Mother Teresa? She was a saint, right? Mm-hmm. And what they say? But who will break down who the saint is that we can read? Who's going to break that down for us? Who are these saints that Paul is addressing this letter to? In the book of Psalms. That's where I'm 50. First, 5 and 7. Mother Z. Israel. Psalm 50. 5 and 7. So we got to be able to make them understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Just by reading the pages of the book, right?
If I
know good conversation, you got to be able to turn pages. The book of Psalm chapter 50. Verse 5, verse 7. Mother Z. Israel. Z. Israel. Who are these saints, Mother?
Psalms chapter 50, verse 5 and 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Gather gather my saints together unto me.
So he said, gather my saints together unto me. Go ahead.
Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
So the one that made a covenant with him was the saints, right? Now what is their name in verse 7, brother?
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Hear, O my people.
Hear, O my people, great.
And I will seek, O Israel.
O Israel is the saints, huh?
Right.
One that made a covenant by sacrifice, though. Go ahead.
And I will testify against you.
Now who?
I am Yahweh, even the Yahweh.
Even your Yahweh. Psalm 148, verse 14, Sister Amy and Peter. Psalm 148, verse number 14, let's get a sign of wisdom. Psalm 148, verse 14. Who is the saint?
Grounded and self, and be not moved away from this hope.
So you can't be moved away from the hope. Now that's all we got right now is hope. Of this dang right. So all we got right now is hope. Go ahead.
You have heard
so the creature is who?
Israel.
The saints, right? We found out the saints is Israel. He said his name was taught to who?
The saints.
Read that verse 23 again. I gotta hear that again, yeah, brother. Cause we wanna find out who they went to teach, right?
That's
within
right.
Every nation, right? Read that 23 again.
Elijah chapter 1, verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
If you continue in the covenant,
go ahead, ground it,
and settle,
settle,
and be not moved away from the oath of the covenant,
mm-hmm,
which ye have heard,
go ahead,
and which ye teach,
and which was taught
to every creature. Which is under heaven.
Good.
Well, I Paul am made a minister.
So Paul said the same as Captain. Every creature under heaven, right?
Right.
Verse 24, what did he say?
So, who now rejoice in my suffering?
Mm-hmm.
For you.
So Paul said, I'm struggling with this thing, trying to get this word to you, right?
Chapter 1, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Whereof, I am,
go ahead.
Whereof,
I am made a minister
mm-hmm.
according to the
disposition
of Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
which is given to me for you
great.
To fulfill the word of Yahweh.
Verse 26, great.
Verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
Even the mystery,
great.
Has been hid from ages.
Let me say this thing has been covered up for ages, right? Do we know that Southern Kingdom, Northern Kingdom was broke? They were separated in what year? What year was that nation split into? Paul said it was from ages. This thing has been hid, right? So it was around what? Around 722 B.C. that Rehoboam and Jeroboam took possession of one to the northern and one to the southern. So the kingdom was divided in 722 B.C. after the death of Solomon, right? So he said, read that 25 again, verse 26. First Colossians 1:26. Read that out from the top.
Elijah chapter 1, verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
Even the mystery.
Even the mystery.
Which has been hid from ages.
So from 722 B.C. to around, I guess this was after the death of Yahweh the Son, so it had to be after 29 A.D., right?
Yeah.
That's quite a long time, right? You say this thing was hid for ages? Come on, man.
And yet the thing that is sown good in his season coming not up.
Go ahead.
Neither do all that is planted take root.
So just because this word is going forth, it ain't gonna land on the ears of every Israelite on the planet, right? Go ahead,
y'all. Okay. If it's sown, is it of them that is sown in the world?
Mm-hmm.
They shall not all be saved.
You look at it, all ain't gonna be saved, and we can go to the book of Zechariah and find out the number, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse
45,
what
did
he say?
All right, verse
45,
read. Mm-hmm. Be not wroth with us.
He said, look, if he got wroth with us, go ahead.
But spare your people.
But spare your people. Your people is the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Hallelujah.
So look, spare your people. Go ahead.
And have mercy upon your own inheritance.
And have mercy on your own inheritance. Go ahead.
For you are merciful unto your creatures.
So these creatures in the book of Mark, Brother Titus, let's see where you put a name there now. Let's say you prayed, Brother Titus. Mark chapter 15:15-16. So we found out who was he to go into all the world and teach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Covenant to every creature. We found out who the creature was. Book of Mark 15:15-16. Brother Titus Israel, see you, Roy. So there, go to that Matthew 28. That's as far as they're going to take it. You got to take it the rest of the way. The book of Mark 15:15-16, what do you say?
Mark chapter 16, verse 15-16.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, go ye into all the world.
So go into every nation and do what?
And teach the covenant to every creature.
And then find out the creature is the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
12 tribes of Israel.
So if they go into all the world, go into every nation. But teach this covenant to all Israel, right?
Verse 16,
what
did he
say?
Verse 16.
Yes, sir.
He that believes and is baptized should be saved.
Now, the one that believes is saved. They're full of the Holy Spirit, right? They get full of the Holy Spirit. And we know this Holy Spirit is the word of Yahweh. And they work in this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be what?
Yes.
They shall be what?
Saved.
You know, the one they're going to be saved. Good.
But he that believe it not shall be damned.
But the one that don't take this thing and run with it, that one said they gonna be damned. Yeah, I did. The book of Luke, Brother Johnson. Let's get you in on the mix. Brother Johnson, Luke 24. Yes, sir. Let's see if we can follow up with this thing. Let's think of that 47 through 49. Luke 24, 47 through 49. Let's break this thing down. They're going to run to that Matthew 28, verse number 19. They're going to be stuck right there. You got to take it the rest of the way.
That's right.
Mark 24, 47 through 49. Luke 27.
Sorry, Luke.
Correct. Correct. Luke 24, 47 through 49.
Sorry, Luke. 24, 47 through 49, read.
What you read?
Now, when the century on
you
the
at,
cross.
Where you at? Luke 24.
Luke 25. Luke 24. Oh, hallelujah, what?
Hallelujah, what?
24,
47
read.
47
through 49.
24, 47
through
49,
read.
What
do
you read?
And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name.
You gotta teach this thing in the whole out of man's name, right?
Hallelujah.
And what way he wants you to start this process at?
Among all nations.
Among all nations, but where you gonna begin at?
Beginning at Jerusalem.
Beginning at Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is a polluted word for Yahdah Judah, right?
Yahdah Judah, hallelujah, for
the city of David, verse 48, what did he say?
48, read.
Hold on, let's see if we can pull that out. Let's see if I can write that down. Hold that point. Sister Judah, Israel, and see you, Roy. Let's run through the book of Judges. Let's see if we pull that out. That's when we see the word Jerusalem. What the brother say? What he's really trying to say here. The book of Judges, Sister Judith Israel, see you right. Let's pick it up at Judges chapter 1. Let's Let me see if we can pull it out. Let me see if I can get what I need here. Judges chapter 1. Let's begin at verse number 1. Sister Judith, Israel, Lee, Roy. Judges chapter 1, verse 1.
Judges chapter 1, verse 1. Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Yahweh, saying,
what?
Who shall go up for against the
Canaanites?
First to fight against them.
Verse 2
reads, and the Yahweh said, Yada shall go up.
Yada Judah. Go up, go ahead.
Behold, I have delivered the land into his hands.
So he said, who's going to go up first? Fight against these Canaanites, right? Oh, he said, Yahweh said, Yahweh got Judah. Always step out at the head of the table, right? Verse number 8 and 9, what happened?
Verse 8 and 9. Now the children of
Yahweh
Judah have fought against Jerusalem.
Hold on. Brother Jonathan. Y'all got Judah is fighting against Jerusalem. Is that what we mean here? And what happened?
And had taken it.
So they took Jerusalem, bruh. And what happened?
And smitten it with the edge of the sword.
And then what?
And set the city on fire.
Verse number 9, come on.
Verse 9 reads, and afterwards the children of Yahweh Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites that dwelt in the mountains. And the south, and the mountains.
So y'all got Judah fought against Jerusalem. Now let's see, when they took the city, what did they do? Brother Joshua Israel, Psalm 49, verse 11. When they took Jerusalem, what did they do? What they do when they took Jerusalem? Psalm 49, verse 11. Brother Joshua Israel of Zion Roy. What move did they make when they snatched Jerusalem from the Canaanites?
Psalm 49 and verse 11 reads.
What did it read? What did they do?
Their inward thoughts is that their houses shall continue forever. And their dwelling place to all generations. They called their land after their own name.
So they didn't leave Jerusalem there, Brother Joshua. They took the city from Jerusalem, and Yahweh Judah was the one that did it, so who put their name there?
Yahweh Judah called their own name.
Let's go back to that Luke now with all that good information, and let's see if we can put all that good information to work for us.
Luke 24:27.
Go ahead. Until what?
until ye be endured with power from on high.
So he said, tarry, stay you in Jerusalem, till you really got to say under rest, right? To be endured with power from on high. Now let's see what move was made after this thing came to Yahshua Judah. Of the Israel of Peter Royal, under Acts chapter 1. Let's see what was the next step. Now he told them to go into all the world, into all every nation, and teach the covenant to every creature, right? The book of Acts chapter 1. He's going to be 6-8. Under Israel of Peter Royal. What was the next step? You know this thing first started at Yahshua Judah. Let's see, Brother Justin, before we get there. Let's see why. He said, go to Yahshua Judah and tarry there until you be endued with power from on high. Let's see if we can read in the book of Zechariah. Why Yahshua Judah? First, the book of Zechariah, Brother Jeff, Israel of Lee Royce. The book of Zechariah. Let's see if it's Zechariah chapter, I want to say 9, but make it Zechariah 12, verse 7.
Look at Zechariah 12, verse 7. Brother Jeff, Israel, see you, Lord. Yahweh also shall save the tenth of Judah.
Yahweh
Judah first.
So Yahweh Judah is in what position?
First.
Yahweh Judah is always at the head of the table. Let's see what his occupation is in the book of Genesis, Brother Johnson. Why Yahshua Judah in Genesis 29? What about Yahshua Judah in Genesis 49? And let's think of that. Genesis 49, verse number 9, verse number 10. Let's think of that, 8 through 10. Brother Johnson, Israel, and Leroy.
Genesis
49, verse 8 through 10.
Verse 8 through 10, read.
So we all got to be on the same page, right? We all got to understand this thing.
Hallelujah.
Genesis 49, 8 through 10. Brother Joseph, Israel, see you, right?
Genesis 49, verse 8, read.
Let it read.
Yahshua Judah.
What about?
Thou art he whom thy brother shall pray.
So how many brothers did Yahshua Judah have, Brother
Joseph? 12. 11.
11 brothers, right? He said, your other, the 11 brothers, they're going to be praising you, right?
Thy hand shall be in the neck of thy enemy.
He's saying, your hand going to be in the neck. When you look around, the Negro is the one that's stepping out on this thing,
ain't
he? Negro is Yahshua Judah, ain't he? He's the one that's out front with this thing, right? He said, your neck going to be in the head. Your head going to be in the neck of your enemies, right? Go ahead. Your father's what?
Your father's children shall bow down before thee.
So the other 11 tribes got to do what?
Bow down.
They got to come to Yahshua Judah and sit down at the feet of Yahshua Judah, right? Verse number 9, what do you say?
Yahshua Judah? Is a lion's whip.
So Yahshua Judah, the lion tribe, right?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
From the prey, my son.
Go ahead.
Your heart gone up.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped it. He stooped down.
Go ahead.
He crouched as a lion.
So he get in attack mode. That's what he's doing here. I got Judas in attack mode. It ain't no retreat. Go ahead.
And as an old lion,
who
shall rouse him up?
Now y'all got Judas that got roused up, right?
Hallelujah.
Verse number 10, what do you say?
Verse number 10, read.
Yes, sir.
The scepter shall not depart from Yahshua Judah.
So he said the scepter. I mean rulership, leadership.
That's right.
Shall not depart from Yahshua Judah to what?
Nor a lawgiver.
Nor a
Torah instruction, give from between his teeth.
Go ahead.
Until Shalom comes.
I said Shalom. Shalom is just another name for Yahweh's son, right?
That's
just another name for Yahweh the Son. Until
Yahweh the Son
comes.
Until
Yahweh
the Son comes.
And what is Yahweh Judah responsible for? And unto him what?
And unto him shall the gathering of the people be.
So he said when Yahweh the Son show his face, then you know Yahweh Judah's job is over. His job is over with. Now, Yahweh the Son don't set things back in his proper perspective, right? The book of Acts, chapter 1, 6 through 8, Mother E. Israel, C. Roy. Now, we find out this thing got to jump off with Yahweh Judah, right? Today, we receive power from on high. Now, let's see what happened next, Mother E. Because we read that he got to go into every nation and teach. Whatsoever I have commanded you, right? We found out that when you go into every world, into every nation, you got to teach all creatures, right? We find out the creatures you got to teach is the saints. And the saints are the 12 tribes of Israel. That's how we break this thing down and make the gangster be ashamed, right? Acts chapter 1, verse 6 through 8. Mother Israel, see you, Roy. Come on.
Acts chapter 1, verse 6 through 8.
Yes, ma'am.
And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying
what?
Yahweh. Will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?
Kingdom to Israel. They know that right now Rome is in power, right? And they look here, when we going to get the kingdom back? That's what they ask. Verse number 7, come up.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
And he said unto them,
what did he say?
It is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power.
He said the only one that know about that is Yahweh the Father, right?
Right.
Verse number 8, come up.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
But you shall receive power.
He said, now you're going to receive power
after that the righteous spirit is come upon you.
Now he said, you're going to receive power. But it's going to be after that the righteous spirit has come upon you.
Right.
Let's see, what are you talking about there, Mother Lee? That after the righteous spirit has come upon you. Especially in the book of Joanna, chapter 2, Mother Lee. Let's start at that. I mean, this level's got a life of his own, what can I say? Ain't even got to the renewed covenant yet. The book of Joanna chapter 2, Mother Z, let's think of that verse 27. 27, 28, and 29. Joanna chapter 2, 27 through 29, Mother Z, Israel, see you, Lord.
Joanna chapter 2, verse 27 through 29.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and none else.
So look here, I'm in the midst of Israel. I'm Yahweh, your power. I ain't working with nobody else. Go ahead.
None else.
Mm-hmm.
And my people shall be needed. Never be ashamed.
He said, my people ain't gonna never be ashamed. That's what Yahweh is saying. Verse 28, come up.
Verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pull out my spirit upon all flesh.
He said, I'm gonna pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Go ahead.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Your sons and your daughters go prophesy. Go ahead.
Your old man shall dream dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Your young man shall see visions.
Verse 29, what do you say?
Verse 29.
Uh-huh.
And also upon the servants and upon the
handmaid.
In those days will I pull out my spirit.
And Yahweh said he's going to pull out his spirit. spiritual. So what they gonna have to be full of in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23, so to say, they fear. So what is they pouring out? What are they full of? Proverbs 1, verse 23. Say be a PBC, Roy.
Proverbs
chapter 1, verse number 23. What they gotta be full of? Proverbs 1, 23.
Turn you at the reproof.
Turn you at my reproof.
Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you.
He said, I'm going to pour out my spirit unto you. What I'm going to do?
I will make known my word unto you.
So Yahweh the Son is telling them to carry in Yahweh Judah until you be endued with power from on high. You get power when you have the understanding of Yahweh's word. Is that right? You can step out on this thing, right? You take all comers, right? Because you have the power of the word of Yahweh. Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. Mother Israel, see you wrote.
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
But
ye shall receive power.
Go ahead.
After that, the righteous spirit is come upon you.
So, he said, once you understand what's going on, once you understand the word of Yahweh, you're ready to go. Ain't that right? Go ahead.
And you shall be witnesses unto me.
Where?
Both in Yahweh Judah.
And he used the word both. Now, what the word both mean? What do that imply? What do the word both imply? Let's get a sign of witness, brother. And Ephesians. Let's see if we can get a sign of witness on this word both. The book of Ephesians, Mother Z, Israel. Ephesians chapter 2.
Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah to see and say,
saying what?
24.
Mm-hmm.
Consider it. Consider it you not what this people have spoken, saying.
Saying what?
Two families, which our father has chosen. He had even cast them off.
How many families?
Two families.
Two families. So we know both. And so far, at least, it's talking about two. Go ahead.
Yeah, what?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah,
cast
even cast them off.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have despised my people.
Go ahead.
That they should be no more a nation before them.
Verse number 25, come on.
25.
Uh-huh.
Thus said Yahweh.
Thus said Yahweh.
If my covenant be not with day and night.
If my covenant be not with day and night, come on.
And if I have not appointed the ordinance of heaven and earth.
Go ahead. Verse 26.
Verse 26. Then why cast away the seed of Israel and David my servant.
Go ahead.
So that I would not take any of his seed to be ruler over the seed of Abraham. I, Israel. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them.
So we find out that the word "hope" is in patient two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get right back to that Ephesians. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Mother 8. Let's see, who is the hope? Who is the two that he referring to in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, Mother 8? Acts chapter 8, verse number 1. Let's see if we can break it down. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Mother E. Israel, I see you wrong. Acts chapter 1, verse number 8.
Acts chapter 1, verse number 8.
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am. But ye shall receive power after that the righteous spirit shall come upon you.
He said, but ye shall receive power after that the understanding of the word of Yahweh have come clear to you, right? Go ahead. And you shall what?
And you shall be witnesses unto both. Unto me. Both. In Jerusalem. And in
Jerusalem is another name for what?
Yahweh Judah.
So you're going to be a witness unto me. Now hold that point. Samaria. Now, who is in Samaria that Yahweh is interested in?
Mm-hmm.
Who is this people in Samaria? Sister Judith Israel of Seed, right? Especially the book, I want to say 2 Kings 16, but let me keep it up. Maybe 1 Kings 16. I believe it's 1 Kings chapter 16, Sister Judith. Who is this in Samaria that he is interested in? 1 Kings 16, 23, 24, and 29. Sister Judith Israel of Seed, right? Let's even put the name on. Who is in Samaria?
Actually,
I'm going to say
1 Kings 16:23-24.
In the 30 and first year of Asa, king of Yahudah, began Omri to reign over Israel.
So he said in the 31st year of Asa, king of Judah, Omri began to reign over Israel, right? So he's talking southern and northern kings.
Please.
That's right. 12 years, 6 years reigned he in
Tazah. So 6 years he reigned in Taza. Verse 24, what happened?
24, and he brought the hill
Samaria.
Samaria of
Shimmer
for 2 talents of silver.
Wait.
And built on the hill and called the name of the city which he built after the name of Shimmer, owner of the hill Samaria.
Verse 29, what did he do?
Verse 29, and in the 30 and 80th year of Asa, king of Yahudah Judah began Ahab, the son of
Omri
to reign over Israel.
So Ahab began to reign over Israel, right? Northern kingdom, go here, and what happened?
And Ahab, the son of
Omri
reigned over Israel and Samaria
20
and
2
years.
So when we see the word Samaria, we automatically know that's talking about the 10 northern tribes, right?
That's right.
But when we see the word Samaria, we automatically should know that it's talking about northern kings. In both cases, right?
Mm-hmm.
The book of Acts 1, verse number 8. With all that information, let's see how you break it down. Acts 1, verse number 8. And we're going to move on down the road, and I'm going to get ready to relinquish to the brother, Yadalion, from the tribe of Yahudah. Let me get a few more in on this new covenant thing right quick. The book,
Acts
chapter 1, verse number 8.
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
But you shall receive power.
Go receive power.
After that, the righteous spirit is come upon you.
Come up.
And you shall be witness unto me,
mm-hmm.
both in Yahudah Judah,
southern kingdom,
Yahudah Judah, the southern kingdom,
mm-hmm.
and in all Judea, and in Samaria, the northern kingdom,
mm-hmm.
and unto the utmost part of the earth.
So, he wants you to go into every nation, but this focus is in the southern kingdom and in the northern kingdom, right? That's where the focus is at. Southern kingdom and northern kingdom. Now let's run to the book of Hebrews. Let me get a few more in on this covenant. We're going to be out to wait here. The book of Hebrews. Mother V. Israel of Theroy. Hebrews chapter 8. Let's see if we can get a line on this new covenant.
It's just a correct word for Hebrews.
Oh, okay. Look at Hebrew. This is the word of Hebrew. Chapter 8. What is the Israel? Just picking up that verse number. Let's see if Paul can let them know what happened with the agreement, with the covenant. Book of Hebrew. This is the word Hebrew. Chapter 8, verse 7. Now, we just don't jump step on into it, but we laid the foundation last. The top part of the second day, the foundation was laid. So y'all don't have to go back and listen to the top part of the Sabbath day to get the foundation to do that. Let's see in Acts chapter 8, verse 7, what happened to the covenant, Mother Rita? Acts 8, verse 7.
The book of Hebrews.
I mean, Hebrews, yeah. Chapter 8, verse 7. Come on.
The book of Hebrews, Political Eva, verse 8, and chapter 8 and verse 7.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see what happened.
The book of Hebrews, Political Eva, chapter 8, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
For if that first covenant had been founded.
Now he said if that first covenant had been what?
Faultless.
Hold that point, mother. Now let's see about Yahweh's covenant, right? His word, to say the city of Seroy. Front to the book of Psalms 18, verse number 13. Let's see about Yahweh's word. Let's see what about his ways. What about his ways? They say if the first covenant had been faultless. Let's see where the fault lies, to say it is.
Okay.
be good.
Let's run to that Psalm 105. Let's see what the covenant was made with in 6 through 10. Brother Justin Israel, see you, Roy. Psalm 105, 6 through 10.
Psalm 105, 6 through 10.
What do you read?
The children of Yahweh.
You children of Yahweh.
You children of Israel.
You children of Israel.
His chosen.
Verse number 7, what do you say?
Verse number 7 reads.
What do you read?
He is Yahweh, our Yahweh.
He is Yahweh, our Yahweh. Go ahead.
His judgment are in all the earth.
Verse number 8, come on.
Verse number 8 reads.
What do you read?
He has remembered the covenant.
He has remembered his covenant.
Hallelujah. Why? He has remembered his covenant forever.
Wait.
The word which he commanded you to a thousand generations.
We make it with verse number 9. He makes the covenant with.
Verse number 9 reads.
Read what?
Which covenant he made with Abraham.
Which covenant he made with Abraham?
And his oath. Unto Isaac.
Verse number 10, what did he do?
Verse number 10.
Did he change, brother? Verse 10, what happened next?
And confirmed it the same.
Hold on. He didn't make no alterations, right?
Right.
He confirmed the same to who?
Unto Israel.
Say
for a
covenant.
For a covenant.
And to
Israel for an everlasting covenant.
Now you got an everlasting on the table. How can you get something new when the covenant is everlasting? Now let's see what happened to after the covenant. Mother Z. The book of Acts. I mean Hebrews. Chapter 8. Verse number 7 and 8. But let's see what happened to the Greek, to the covenant that he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let's see what happened, mother. Book of Hebrews 8, verse 7 and 8. Mother Z, Israel, C, Israel.
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
But if that first covenant had been faulted.
Now, you say if the first covenant had been faulted, huh? And we find out that the word of Yahweh, the way of Yahweh is perfect. So we know the fault was with Yahweh's covenant, right?
Right, right.
Go ahead.
No place has been called for but the seventh.
So he said the only reason that you got a renewed agreement because he found fault with the first one, right?
Right.
Verse number 8. What was the fault at, Mark?
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Well, finding fault with them.
Go ahead.
He said.
What did he say?
Behold, the day cometh. Said the Yahweh, I will make a new covenant with the family of Israel and with the family of Yahweh Judah.
But he said that finding fault with them is the house of Israel, the family of Israel, and the family of Yahweh Judah. That was the fault, man. It wasn't nothing to do. They don't need no new covenant. Old covenant was perfect, right?
That's right.
That's right. Let's see where the fault lies. What happened? Then you have to renew the agreement. Mm. Ezekiel chapter 36, and I'm gonna shut it down with this. We're going to pick this back up, though. Because there's a whole lot on the table dealing with this renewed agreement, right?
That's right.
Let's write the Ezekiel. Other GF Israel, let's get you in the mix. Let's see if Israel will see you, Roy. Let's go to Ezekiel 36. And let's pick it up at verse number. Let's pick it up at verse 20. Ezekiel 36, verse 20. Let's see if Israel 20 through 23. Let's see what happened here.
Ezekiel
36.
Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah 34, 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16.
What?
Sir.
What?
Give me this water.
Okay, give me the water.
That I thirst not.
Yes.
Neither come hither to draw.
Go ahead.
That's right.
16.
Yeah.
Yahuwah the son said unto her.
And Yahuwah the son said unto her.
Go call your husband.
Go call thy husband.
That's right.
And come here.
And come back.
Mm-hmm.
What'd she say?
17.
What'd she say?
The woman answered and said, I have no husband.
The woman said, I ain't got no husband.
Yahuwah the son said unto her.
What?
Thou hast well said.
What?
I have no husband.
You ain't got no business. You're well set. Your folk are real fast. What did y'all say after that?
Sit right here, bro.
Let me read the verse.
Okay, verse 18. For thou hast had five husbands.
It's, no, you don't have five husbands. Come on, you ain't got no husband. It's a woman, you don't have five husbands. Go ahead and read.
And he... whom thou now hast.
And the guy that does over the high out of the tree or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Is not your.
So Yahuwah got no problem doing what with y'all over your life?
Correcting you.
Yeah.
But he didn't correct the guy that said, I ain't never been in bondage to nobody. Mm-hmm. So why didn't he correct him? Because he was telling the truth. He will tell the truth. We ain't never been in bondage to nobody.
That's right. We ain't.
So that could not have been, Israel, because Israel just came out of bondage.
That's
right.
He won't let them out of bondage. How you can tell me about you never been in bondage, I'm going to let you out with a strong hand. You know, I got to whoop you behind that saying that. How could you say that? How could Israel say they never been in bondage? Then he said that we cried to Yahuwah and he heard us and he made his move.
Yeah.
So how is it now they got amnesia about being in bondage? Unless they was never in bondage. Unless it's a song that belongs to Abraham that was never in bondage.
Yeah,
and who was that song that was never in bondage?
Ishmael.
Now look, that's human. Ishmael. That ain't Ishmael got nothing to do with this conversation.
Esau.
No, we talking about this conversation right here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
we on this conversation right here. Who is this in 33 saying, I ain't never been in... Okay, let's get it. Let's go to the second one. Let's go to the fourth chapter of Luke. If you don't say right, if you say right, he ain't going to respond. But don't mess around and say... something wrong. Let's go to the fourth chapter of Luke, Mother Foster. We gonna have you to come, like I said, come clean in this lesson. You say, oh! Let's see. We're going to Luke chapter. No, let's make it, Luke chapter 1. Let's take a verse 30, Mother Foster. Luke chapter 1, verse 30.
Luke chapter 1, verse 30.
Listen good.
And the ministering spirit said unto her,
what?
Fear not, Miriam.
Yeah.
For thou hast found favor with Yahuwah.
Yes.
31.
Yes.
31. And behold, thou hast conceived in your womb.
Yes.
And bring forth a son.
Yes.
And shall call his name.
What?
Yahuwah.
Excellent. Go ahead.
32. He shall be great.
Yes.
And shall be called the Son of the Highest.
Oh, so he will be called the what?
Son of the Highest.
The word of the Highest name, and he will be called what?
Yahuwah.
Yahuwah the what?
Son.
The Son. So that's why we call him Yahuwah the Son. Because the Spirit said that's what you call him. He will be called the Son of the Most Highest. Mm-hmm. That's why we call him Yahuwah the Son. Mm-hmm. Because the Spirit said what you're going to call him. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
That's why we call him Yahuwah the Son. No, we can bag it up. Go ahead.
And Yahuwah shall give unto him the throne of his father David.
So Yahuwah going to give him, Yahuwah the Father going to give him the throne of his father David. So now we know what loins he'll come out of. Go ahead.
If any man
verse 33.
Listen.
And he shall reign over the family of Israel.
And his responsibility is to reign over the whole world. Is that what it says? Oh, so the world don't supposed to get up in there, sir. But they get themselves in there. But that ain't what the New Spirit says. He going to reign over who?
Israel.
The 12 tribes of Israel. For how long?
Forever.
Go ahead.
And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Okay, good. Now, the Middle Spirit is talking to who?
Samaria
ain't said a word yet. Now she's to decide to respond in verse 34.
Verse 34. Then said Miriam to the ministering spirit.
Yes.
How shall this be?
How should this be?
Seeing I know not the day.
Ain't that something? How this gonna happen? I ain't never laid with no man. I ain't been with no man. How is this gonna happen? Now the middle spirit, that ain't gonna happen. That's why I tell you, when you come to class, it's best to don't try to think about nothing. Get your answer. We'll see what the answer is in 35.
Verse 35.
Yeah.
And the ministering spirit answered and said unto her,
yes,
the righteous
go ahead.
Spirit,
yes,
shall come upon you.
That's what is gonna happen.
And the power of the highest,
which is this Son, Father,
shall overshadow
thee.
Therefore also, that righteous thing, which shall be born of you,
shall be called the Son of Man.
The Son of Yahuwah.
Ain't that something? So the Son of Man, he don't be called on Son of Man, but called the Son of Yahuwah the Father, right?
Yeah.
So that's where that is, right?
Yeah.
Now, what did she say behind that? Yeah, what did she say behind that?
And behold, your cousin Elizabeth shall have also conceived a son in her old age.
You're right.
And this is the sixth month with her.
So they're going to be 6 months apart, which is barren, right? Birth 37.
But with Yahweh, nothing shall be impossible.
So she's fully persuaded. Now let's see what she said next in verse 38.
And Miriam said,
Behold,
the handmaiden.
Your handmaiden.
Of Yahweh, be it unto me according to your word.
Go on, take care of the business. Whatever y'all folks do, go on, do it.
And the minister's spirit departed
from us. So whatever folks are me, y'all go on, do it. I'm submitting. How is this going to happen? The mighty one's going to overshadow you. Huh?
That's right.
That's how it's going to happen. They got nothing to do with Joseph. This is how it's going to happen. So she said, go on, take care of business then. Huh? Do you want me to take this long robe off? What you mean to do? That's what she's saying. What you want me to do? That's what she's saying right there. And so that's how it happened. That's what the middle spirit said, how it's going to happen. Huh? So all this about you. What Joseph did you? Joseph ain't got nothing to do with this picture. This is how it's going to happen. So you see, but the mental spirit did not bust her out when she said, I not had no man. Did he bust her out? I said, no, you with Joseph a couple hours ago. What are you talking about? So that means that didn't happen, did it? So now we go back to 8:33, then you tell me what's wrong with this picture you're reading then. What's wrong? You're talking to the man that made the missile spirit. You're talking to the man that made the missile spirit, and you said, what's in 8:33? What do you say in 8:33 to the man that made the missile spirit?
St. John 8:33.
What?
They answer him. We be Abraham's
seed.
And we were never in bondage
to any man.
Now says thou you shall be made free.
So now who can tell him that and get away with that he ain't never been in bondage? Can Israel tell him that?
No.
So that means that ain't Israel talking, is it?
That's right.
Oh, Mother Thompson. How can Israel be talking now and saying they ain't never been born as nobody? And you, and we, he just read Moses said, we cried to our Yahweh for the stress we was in. So how could they say that to him and get away with it? Hello? Hello, Mother Foster.
I'm confused.
How can somebody lie to Yahweh and get away with it?
You can't.
So you can't lie to Yahweh, right? So that can't be who talking then.
That's not Yahweh talking.
Why? Because you can't lie to who?
Yahweh.
So who is this saying? We ain't never been about. Oh! Ain't that something, Mother Foster? Ain't that something, Mother Foster? That must be who talking then? That must be Esau and his five sons talking. Huh? Now read 34. Now watch this conversation in 34. 33, 34.
It's St. John.
Yeah. 8:34. Let's finish this conversation here.
That's right. We got the youngest in.
Okay. St. John 8:34.
What it said 8:34?
Yahweh the Son answered them. Truly.
Truly, truly.
I say unto thee.
Now I tell you what I'm gonna do. Let me go high horse on you for a minute. Come on, brother T Israel. Let's go to the book called Jasper. 61:5. Let me take my hammer and just and beat this. Boom, 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 boom. Let me show. Come on, grandsons. Grandbabies. Listen to this, grandbabies. Let's do what's in Jasper 61:5. Now listen, motherfucker. Listen to this now. With all we've got so far, listen what it got written in Jasper 61:5.
Book of Jasper chapter 61:5, let it reads. And Jephthah, the son of Eliphaz.
And Jephthah, the son of who?
Eliphaz.
Who is Jephthah, Mother Foster? Who is Jephthah, Mother Foster? That's the one you call the Romans today, motherfucker. One called the Romans. So that's Zephyr, that's one of the brothers, one of the grandsons of the five sons. Zephyr is one of them. Zephyr is the one you call today the Romans. The Romans, okay? So Zephyr, and who is Zephyr is? In the corner, the Bible. No, let's read verse. Watch what the Bible says, 61:5. 61:5.
Book of Jasper 61:5 it reads, and Zephyr, the son of Eliphaz.
Yes.
The son of Esau.
Ain't that something? Zephyr is the son of Eliphaz, and Eliphaz is the son of who?
Esau.
Good. Let's go to 63 and pick verse 20-24. We go to 63:20-24. We're going to 63:20-23. Listen, Mother Foster.
63:20-23.
Listen.
And when Zephyr heard the word of his brethren.
And when Zephyr heard the word of his brethren. Who is Zephyr's brethren? Let the book tell it.
The children of Esau.
The children of Esau. That was called the day of the Romans. Go ahead.
He was afraid of death.
Yes.
Zephyr was greatly afraid of Aguas.
Yes.
Verse 21, Aguas and Lucas, his brother Ray, all their forces, about 800,000 men.
Right.
And get the children of Kittim.
Kittim. So Kittim, Kittim has nothing to do as a bloodline to Zephyr.
Right.
Kittim is the name before they put the name Rome there. What was there was Kittim.
That's right.
Ain't no daddy name Rome. The name before he was Rome was Kittim. Son of Japhetic. So Japhetic people cannot be a white man.
Right.
Right.
You see that? You hear me talking, Imam.
Yeah.
Do you hear me talking, Imam? It don't work like that when you go in the Bible. See, it don't work like that. When you watch them bump the gum, then lock the door. It don't work like that.
That's right.
Hey,
and
hey.
Said to Zeppo.
And he said to Zeppo.
Pray for us.
Deep now Kittim. And who is Kittim according to Genesis chapter 10 of Brother Hoshea Israel? Who is Kittim according to Genesis 10? Kittim is telling Zeppo to pray for us. Kittim is telling Zeppo to pray for us. Who is Kittim? Go to Genesis chapter 10, 2 down to the name Kittim. It might be with a C or it might be with a K. Same name. Let's find out. Let's see if we tag this and see who got the truth on the table. Do the world of voices. We're going to find out who got the truth. Come on, read.
Genesis chapter 10, verse number 4.
Pick up verse 2. Okay. Break it on down.
Okay, break it on down.
Yeah, break it on down. Come on.
Chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
The sons of Japheth.
The sons of Japheth.
Gomer.
Gomer.
Magog.
Magog.
Madai.
Madai.
And Javan.
And Javan.
Tubal.
Tubal.
Meshach.
Meshach.
Tyrus.
Tyrus.
Verse 3.
3.
And the sons of Gomer.
Gomer.
Ashkenaz.
Ashkenaz.
Rephah.
Rephah.
And Togarmah.
Togarmah.
Verse 4.
4.
The sons of Javan.
The son of Javan.
Elisha.
Elisha.
Tarshish.
Tarshish.
Kittim.
Kittim. So Kittim is telling Esau, would you pray for me? How is he the right man then? You see they do? You see how that bad teaching on the store out the world?
Yes.
Kittim is asking Esau, the white man, would you pray for me? So Kittim is Japheth. So Kittim is not the white man. Kittim is Japhetic peoples. Japhetic peoples asking Esau, the white man, would you pray for me? Well, now come on back and read it in chapter. Watch this. Watch what Kittim say. So now we know who Kittim is, the descendants of Japhetic peoples, right? What did Kittim say to Zeppo, the sons of Eliphaz and Esau? What did they say?
Pray for us.
Pray for us.
To the Yahweh of your ancestors.
The Yahweh of your fathers. Yahweh of your fathers.
Okay.
Hey, Zeppo, pray to Yahweh of your fathers.
Abraham.
Your fathers. And they're going to tell you more. Watch this. Go ahead.
Peradventure. He might deliver us.
He might deliver us. Us Kittim.
From the hands of Eguas.
But Eguas, that's called the Hamites, the Africans.
And his army. But we have heard that he is...
We have heard...
That he is a great Yahweh.
We heard that your Yahweh, Zelphaz, is a great Yahweh. Go ahead.
And that he delivers all who trust in him.
And Kittim telling Zeppo, we heard about your Yahweh, Reed.
That's right.
Yes, 23.
Listen.
And Zeppo heard their words.
And Zeppo heard their words.
And Zeppo sought Yahweh.
And Zeppo went to Yahweh. Listen.
And he said.
And he said.
24.
Oh, Yahweh.
Abraham.
Of who?
Of Abraham. And Isaac.
Brother Foster, come on now. You got to repent behind what you want to say today. What you say today? Whatever you said earlier, you know what you said.
I didn't say what I read.
Okay, now but when the Bible come out and tie you up, you're supposed to do what? When the Bible comes and tighten you up, folks do what? Folks give it up. Huh? Come on. Now, look what he said. Pray for who? Pray what? Pray for what?
Pray for us.
Pray for us.
To Yahweh of your father.
To Yahweh of your father. Now, he's telling Zeppo, which is Eliphaz's son, which is Esau, the red man, called the white man, which you pray to your Yahweh. For us, we are Japhetic peoples. Mm-hmm. You get the more about
us?
Yeah. Us Kittim, we are Japhetic peoples.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. We are Japheth. Not Esau.
Right.
the white man. We is Japhetic people. Would you pray for us in who name? Watch this. You pray for us in verse 24. To who?
Oh, Yahweh of Abraham.
Yahweh of Abraham.
And Isaac. My father.
What?
My father.
My father. So when he said, we are Abraham's seed, we ain't been in bondage to nobody, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So who is saying that? Who ain't been in bondage to nobody?
Esau and his
son. That's right. It did it right there. That's right. That's what y'all do. We want everybody to get to this level. We want to be able to go in the book and say, no, that's not correct. But go in and prove why it's not correct. Because it looks like he talked to Israel, old ain't it?
Right.
And that, but with now with further information, we find out that's not true. Because they left a key word saying, we ain't never been in bondage to nobody. Right. And if he was lying, Yahweh done the same thing the woman did.
Right.
Bust him out. Same thing, if Miriam was lying that she had been with Joseph a couple hours ago, he said, you been with Joseph a couple hours ago, you talking about woman. But she have not been with Joseph, because she said she have been with no man. So that was true. Because you can't lie to the minister spirits. Because they watch and write down. Right?
Yeah.
So now, keep reading, 25 and 26. Let my folks hear this real good now.
Okay,
kid, verse 25. Yeah, put it for 24.
Okay.
This day I know that you are a true Yahweh.
We know, yeah, go ahead.
And all Yahwehs of the nations are vain and useless.
And we know that every Yahweh of the land is vain and useless. This kid I'm talking to, Zeppo. Zeppo is Esau. Right? What did he say next?
25. Remember now this day.
Remember this day.
Unto me, your covenant.
Your covenant.
With Abraham.
The covenant you made with who?
With Abraham.
Abraham.
Our father.
Our father.
With our father.
With our father.
Relate unto us.
Relate to us.
To do righteously.
To do what?
Righteously with you.
That.
This day.
This day.
For the sake of Abraham.
Sake of Abraham.
And Isaac, our father.
Wait a minute, mother. Wait a minute. Look what he said in verse. What did he say again? What he said, that's a good thing. See, Mother Fawcett, when she hear truth, she just make adjustments. Brother Captain over here, he still won't talk about somebody else. He don't want to hear truth and make no adjustments. This guy here don't want to hear no truth and make adjustments. He going to tell about, but what should I tell a woman when I get back home?
Right.
Nobody going to tell us. What you tell a woman when you get back home?
Yeah.
This is what he's talking about. Well, what should I tell a woman when I get home because she's not going to believe me?
Right.
You see how he talk? You look how Mother Foster talk. She found out, whoa, I got some here. But no. You want to talk about the what should I tell a woman when you get back home? Now, you see, we'll lick the verse 26. Watch this, 26. Listen.
Verse 26.
Listen.
And Yahweh hearken, listen to the voice of Zeppo.
And Yahweh listen to the voice of Zeppo. Not because of Zeppo, watch what he say.
And he had regard for him on account of Abraham and Isaac.
Ain't that something? Only he did it on account of who?
Abraham
and Isaac. He knew Zeppo was on some misties anyway. But for your father, Abraham and Isaac, I'm going to beat Ham down. Come on, read.
And Yahweh delivered Zeppo.
And Yahweh delivered Zeppo.
And the children of Kittim.
Then Zeppo is not Kittim to Japhet. Japhet is Kittim.
That's right.
Yahweh delivered who again? Zeppo.
And the children of Kittim.
And the children of Kittim. They are separate peoples.
That's right.
They ain't the white man. Japhet ain't the white man. Zeppo them is the white man. Zeppo is the Romans.
Yeah. in regard on Abraham, Isaac,
and upon Abraham and Isaac. Because he couldn't say Jacob because Israel, because them two his brothers.
Right.
Your fathers, they said talk about fathers in 33.
Right.
We have now been in bondage to no man, and our father, he's my father, he's my brother. He's my father now. No false. Talk about father now. Now come back to 33 again. 833 again. So watch the conversation 833 again. With that understanding, what are you getting ready to do? Brother Captain, you'll call your ride already?
No, they already called me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They gave you a time. You gave them a time. You know, you gave him a time, huh? Knowing the son and he would die, you gave him a time, huh? You got to pay anyway. Why you give him a time that when the son is still down, you just improved your Sabbath day, bro? Huh? You don't have to? You don't have to what? You don't have to do what? I know you ain't got to pay, but can you tell him to come back in about a couple hours or something there, bro? Sun ain't down yet. You can pollute your Sabbath day?
I'm
going to change
it on
feast day.
Yeah, I
can change it. I can change it
now.
Already put it in time already?
Yeah.
Hey. You know you're polluting your Sabbath, right? Because the sun ain't down.
It's 8:21.
That's
when it go down.
Okay, all right. So.
That's what
Esau tells us.
They forget a time.
You
can't follow
that. You
can't follow
that. So now it's going 34. Now, Mother Falls, 834. Now, let's see if we hit some of this conversation. Now, can we need 834. 834.
St. John. 834.
Hey,
verse 34. I want everybody here.
Okay. Well, I want everybody here, too.
Yahweh, the son, answered.
Yahweh, the son, answered.
Them.
Now, who's the them, Mother? Father? Who's the them? A little bit loud. You sound like you're scared to talk about it. But remember, you got to have all this other good stuff to bag it up now, because they're going to jump you now. Yeah, good. You do understand it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What happened next?
Truly, truly, I say unto you.
What?
Whosoever committeth transgression is the servant of transgression.
Well, that what he's telling Esau and his five sons. What he said next to him?
35.
And the servants abideth not in the family forever.
Okay, good. And what did he say next?
But the son abides forever.
He said, you know, I'm locked to the hip with my father. I know what's going on. I'll be right there. You won't. Go ahead.
36.
What did he say in 36?
If the son therefore make you free. You shall be free.
He got
indeed.
The power to do. Right.
Indeed.
So son, let me know I got the power to make who I want to be free. Go ahead.
37. I know that you are Abraham's seed.
He said, I know who you are. I know you Abraham's seed.
But you seek to kill me.
Oh. Now, Mother Foster gets suspicious again. You seek to kill me. I know you Abraham's seed. But you want it, but you seek to kill me. Huh? He said, I know you Abraham's seed. So who was seeking to kill? Who was seeking to kill? Yeah, you know what? Now let's go back to the 17th chapter just for a minute. Come on, brother, don't shut me out. Let's go to Exodus 17. Okay. Come on, Mother Falls. Come on back to the 17th chapter of Exodus. That's the 17th chapter of Exodus. So we know the children of Israel. Now we'll pick up at verse number 5. 17 verse 5.
Exodus 17:5.
What it say?
And Moshe cried unto Yahweh.
Exodus 17:5. And Yahweh said unto Moses, 17:5. Yeah, 17:5.
Exodus 17:5.
Yeah, what it says, 17:5.
And Yahweh said unto Moshe,
what?
Go on before the people.
Go on before the people.
And take with you of the elders that, of Israel.
So take with you who? The Rainbow Coalition. Now let's say.
The elders of Israel.
So Moses also deal with who? The Rainbow Coalition or what?
The elders of Israel.
Oh. So y'all hear that? So you're supposed to deal with the elders of Israel, not no Rainbow Coalition. Correct?
And your rod.
And your rod.
With you.
With you.
Thou smotest the river, take in thine hand and go.
And go. So go on, do, you know, people, they got a little problem. Go ahead. So Moses talked about concerning the people. Then what happened next?
Verse 6. Behold, I will stand before you there.
I will stand before you there.
Upon the rock.
Upon the rock.
In Horeb.
In Horeb.
And thou shalt smite the rock.
And thou shalt smite the rock.
And there shall come water.
And there shall come water. Y'all want water? I'm going to make sure y'all got some water. Go ahead.
Water out of it.
Water out of it.
That the people drink.
Okay, the people might drink.
And Moshe did so.
Moses did so.
In the sight
of who?
Of the elders of Israel.
The elders of Israel. Good. What happened next?
Verse 7.
What happened in verse 7?
And he called the name of the place.
And he called the name of the place.
Massa.
Meribah. Yeah.
Because of the chiding of the children of Israel.
Children of Israel.
And because they tempted.
They tempted who? Yeah.
They tempted Yahweh.
Okay.
Then is Yahweh among us?
So they're going to tempt Yahweh. Now, so far, the conversation with Yahweh, the children of Israel, right? So everybody going back and forth, right? Now, watch what happened. Now, watch what happened in the next verse.
Verse 8. Then came
who?
Amalek.
Who is Amalek?
Esau and his five sons.
Then came Amalek. You remember when Moses said, you know how thankful for Pharaoh's and we in bad shape.
Oh.
And what they say? Yeah, so what? I'm still sticking with the sword, right? Now Moses is crying to Yahweh about the children of Israel won't drink some water, right? Then come Amalek. Let's see if Amalek come in to join and help them get some water.
Then came Amalek and fought with Israel.
Wait a minute. What did Israel do to Amalek for them to come and want to fight for? And Israel already beat down on some water and everything else. And then here come Amalek. He got opportunity to do what with Israel?
Fight.
So which one is in captivity? Is it Amalek in captivity? Or is it come out of captivity? Or is it
Israel?
Which one come out of captivity?
Israel.
Okay, good. So, and what did Yahweh say when it all said down in verse 16? All said and done.
17:16.
Yeah, all said and done.
For he said.
What did he say?
Yahweh has sworn.
Yes.
That Yahweh will have war with Amalek.
For how long?
From generation to generation.
So when do FOB a rainbow coalition? It's supposed to be in what, according to the Bible? How do Esau and his five sons, how can I put it? Esau and his five sons to you, how you going to look at things on their perspective and your perspective?
Our enemy,
because it's going to be what for forever? No, according to the Bible, it's going to be what? According to 16.
Because Yahweh has sworn that Yahweh will have war with Amalek.
For how long?
Generation to generation.
So that's the way you got to look at this thing. I don't care how sweet they speak to you. Yahweh say it's going to be war between you and them from how long?
Generation to generation.
Now, how you get yourself caught up with this guy is? Knowing the fact Yahweh said it will be war between y'all for how long?
Generation to generation.
And we're a generation now?
Yes.
So how is all this rainbow coalition for, and Father Franklin, all this holy hand, all this, how is all this according to the Bible? How do they pull that off? They don't know scripture, and that's what we hear. And that's why we got to know scripture. How to get in and get out and take care of business.
Well, he said they don't know scripture. What's that verse about that, not knowing scripture or power of Yahweh? You do error.
Huh?
Benjamin?
Benjamin what?
John 8.
No, I ain't through it. Still reading it. Now, what we find out, you talking about 22nd chapter there, Brother T. Israel. You talking about Matthew 22 there. And that what you talking about? That what you want? And that, you hear that, Imam? Imam, do you hear that, Imam? Oh, Imam, now she going to stiffen up on me now. Look at that. Now, Imam. Oh, you don't have too many good points. Now, I ain't. That's enough good points. Look, Imam. 22:29.
Matthew 22:29.
Read it.
Sister
Wise. You read it, Brother T. Israel. Come on, Brother T.
Y'all brought his son, Matthew 22:29.
What's that?
Y'all brought his son answered and said unto them.
What?
You do error.
Well, what make you error?
Not knowing the scripture. Nor the power of Yahweh.
So you error if you don't know scripture. So that's where you're erroring. You can't say, well, I believe. No, you erroring by what you believe. You error because you don't know what?
Scripture.
That is the key. That is the key how you get out of this thing. Scripture. Now, come on back. Bubba O'Shea Israel, pick up at St. John chapter 8, 34. So you error. See, we error, we don't know scripture. So we jump down and look at it one way. It might appear to be that way, but ain't necessarily mean it's right. That's the point we make. 8:34, Brother Hoshea Israel Blanket of St. John.
Verse 8, chapter 8, verse 34.
Listen to this.
Yahweh's son answered them. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin, transgression, is a servant of transgression.
They're talking real good. Go ahead.
Verse 35.
Uh-huh.
And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever.
He said, my position is locked in stone. Go on that. Go ahead.
Verse 36.
What?
If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Verse 37.
Take it back to me.
I know you are Abraham's seed.
He said, I know Esau, you Abraham's seed. I know your father is Isaac and Abraham. Brother Foster, look, see, I'm dead of to say I don't see that in there that I can pull the whole garbage truck on them. See that? See, I can put it in there, Mother Foster. You know why? Because I know how to go kind of get you off of me. Huh? I can get you off of me. I can put them in there now. And I know what it says in 11 verse 7, what it says in Exodus. I know when I put it in there, Brother T. Israel, I know what better not happen. 11 verse 7 of Exodus. I can put it in there, and I know what I know in 11 verse 7 of Exodus.
Second book of the early times, the book of Exodus, chapter 11, verse 7, it reads.
Listen to this, Imam.
But against any of the children of Israel, should thy dog move his tongue?
A dog better not move his tongue when I say something. When I tell you something, a dog better not move his tongue. And he ain't talking about no four leg. No, I say he in there, then he in there.
Yeah.
If a dog boy come on, I'll lay all them verses on him. You see that? That's a game changer right there. I can put him in there and I can bag it up. Yeah, motherfucker. And better now dog move they tongue. And what dog are they talking about? Let's go to 15 chapter. Brother O'Shea Israel. Let's find what dog you talking about. We're going to see you talking about four-legged dogs. We're going to check and see the Bible talking about four-legged dogs.
Uh-oh.
Let's pick up verse 23. 15, 23 of Matthew. We're going to see what kind of dog we talking about.
Matthew.
Pick up verse 22, make it sound good. Matthew 15, 22. We're going to find out what kind of dog we talking about.
Matthew 15.
And we're talking about four-legged dogs with the tail go all up and back. We're going to see according to the Bible.
Matthew 15.
Huh? 15, 22.
Matthew 15, verse 22 reads.
Listen good.
And behold, woman.
What?
Of Canaan. Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying.
I heard when Yahweh cried, there is a cry to Yahweh. Yahweh's that guy respecting him, right? Now here's a woman, Katie, coming crying. So she come crying too. Imam, listen. The woman of Ham came to Yahweh crying. Is that what gets so far?
Yeah.
We read when the children of Israel cried to Yahweh, he got respect for them, right?
Yeah.
We're going to find, do we pray even more or for everybody? Here go a woman in distress. She came and cried to Yahweh. That's a good thing so far, right? Right, Imam? That's a good thing so far, right? What else did she say? What else did she say?
A woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying.
Saying what?
Have mercy on me, O Yahweh.
Wait a minute. And that's proper?
That's proper.
Imam, have mercy on me, Yahweh, and it's good talking? Sound good. What happened next?
You son of Dawid.
You recognize who he was. Right?
My daughter's grievously vexed with the devil.
He said, my daughter got a devil in my daughter. My daughter got a devil in her.
23.
Hold that point. Motherfuckers, go to 844, come back to St. John. 844, St. John. 844, St. John, motherfuckers. See, talking about these devil talkers. Keep talking a little devil. So you better go and talk. Keep talking a little bit more about the death.
Okay.
What is that?
St. John 8:44.
What?
You are of your father, the devil.
Wait a minute. What the hell?
You remember the children of Israel cried unto Yahweh. He got respect for them, right?
No. So who he telling you you are of your father, the devil? He can't be double minded. Yahweh ain't double minded. He played the same hand, the same today, yesterday, forever, right? So if he say you owe your father the devil, how can he say you owe your father the devil? Then go back and say, I got respect for Israel and what's on your mind? And I heal Israel. That's double handed to Israel, ain't it?
Mm.
Come on out, mother folks. Think about it. He said, you are of your father, the devil. Is he talking to Israel?
No.
Oh, he ain't talking to Israel, huh? He talking to somebody else that's of a father, the devil. Just like he's saying right here. Like he talking to this Canaanite woman. This Ham, right?
That's right.
Is this Ham?
That's right.
This is Nelson Mandela, kin folks. Oh, ain't nobody going to hear none of this now. See, come on, read some more. What did he say to the woman?
But he asked, verse 23.
What did he say?
But he answered her not a word.
But he said nothing to her. Maybe she did all the good stuff she's supposed to do. And he just looked at her and answered her one word. Now imagine somebody coming and said, help me out. My child has got the devil in them. And you stop and just look at them.
Yeah.
Now, so you know one thing. So you know I have got an opportunity to talk about how much Bible he getting. Women, Ham. Now, you ain't getting all this Bible according to Israel here now. Yahweh don't change. Go ahead.
And his followers came
and done what?
And besought him, saying,
what?
Send her away.
Send him away.
For she cried after us.
She came after us before she came to you.
24. But he answered and said, I ain't sit but unto the lost sheep of a nation, family.
He said, hold on, woman. I'm only sent to the who?
The lost sheep.
The family of Israel.
I thought he's a worldly man. So God so loved the world, he gave his own born son.
For the family of Israel.
You see what the Bible just saying? So then that verse got to be questioned too then, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it appeared to sound like that. Just like mother father say over there, this got to be Southern Kingdom, got to be Yahdah. Because it says it here. Sometimes things sound like that until you investigate. And that's what we do. Investigate stuff. If it's good stuff, we work with it. But we know he don't change. So one thing about it, we know he don't change.
That's right.
So how can he done got all these blessings for the other nation? He said, I'm not even sent to the other nation. So how they got all this personal relationship with him, and he said, I ain't even sent to them?
They are of the
father. And they got all the conversation going now and Bible study class.
They are of the father.
You see what the Bible saying, Mother Foster? You see what the Bible really saying? Now you take this, you better have something to work with. Now they tell you gotta leave my Bible study class behind, that kind of talk. They tell you gotta leave. Read verse 24.
But he answered and said,
what?
I'm not sent but unto the family of the nation of Israel.
So I know she's talk about how great they are right now. About their book of the dead right now. Verse 25. Let's see what she say.
Verse 25.
What?
Then came she
what?
And worshipped him.
Saying what?
Yahweh.
What?
Help me.
Wait a minute. Yahweh told her something she still won't give up. She said what?
Help me.
Help me. I'm drowning, Yahweh. My kid got the devil in him. Help me, Yahweh. Is that what she's saying so far, my father?
Yes.
And what happened next? 26.
But he answered her and said.
So he finally answered and said. What? Watch what he said to her.
It is not me.
It's not right.
To take the children's bread.
The children of Israel bread.
And cast it to the dogs.
Who he called that woman a what? He called themselves a man what?
Dogs.
But not a dog movie tale. So what was he talking about then?
People.
The four-legged dog?
Nation.
Or talking about the people?
Nation.
Which one he said, but not move their mouth?
Nation is around.
So you're talking about people. So you were talking about people in 11 verse 7. So now we can go back and put people there. Come on back there. Now come on, let's put people there. He's about to talk the Bible. Who gonna talk the Bible? Like he said over there in Isaiah 6. Who gonna go with us? Who gonna stand? Who gonna do something?
No,
but I want to know too. Is anybody gonna put some Bible on anybody?
Verse 10.
Huh? Put some Bible on somebody. Hold on, Mother Foster, you're talking Bible. We try to get back to where you left off at, Mother Foster. Then you gonna nail it yourself with conviction. Where the woman said next. Let's see, did she say, no, we are superior race. In verse 27.
And she said,
the daughter of Ham said,
True.
Yahweh.
Yet the dog.
What she call herself?
The dog.
But the dogs want what?
Eat the crumbs.
With the crumbs.
Which falls off their master's table.
All the dogs supposed to receive from you is the what? But now they'll take everything from you. Now they do everything. Now you only ask for Emma, now you want some crumbs.
Asking the dog for some
crumbs. You ask the dog for some crumbs. You see what this Bible just said?
Yeah.
They know their position then. That's why they can't stay out of the Bible.
That's right.
Leave the Bible alone. They don't worry about the Bible. All you need is Paul. All you need is two verses from Paul.
Mm.
You won't read none of this. So now we find out that the sons of Ham, in the eyes of Yahweh, is what?
No.
Did they agree?
Yes, they did.
They agree. Huh? Now, wait a minute. Now let's come back to St. John chapter 8 there. Particularly 35. Where you at? 36? Where you at? 5:36. Where you at? Yeah, back to St. John 8. Because Mother Falls going to go, she go holler from the mountaintop. Watch this. Come on.
37.
Yeah, we said 37.
I know that you are Abraham's seed.
He said, I know you Abraham's seed.
But you seek to kill me.
But you see, so who is Yahweh saying this to, Mother Foster? I know you Abraham's seed. But you seek to kill me. Who are you telling that to, Mother Foster? That's right, that's right. Esau and his five sons. Come on, read some up.
I know that you are Abraham's seed, Esau, but you seek to kill me.
That's right.
Because my word has no place in you.
Now, who did he get the word? Did he get the word to Israel? So he said, but you, my word got no place in you. So how did you got to be Israel, Mother Foster? No. I'm going to go back to the Isaiah, Mother Foster. See, this is how you have to hear him up. See, one day you gonna hear him somebody behind this. You're going to Isaiah. See, this is how you hear him up, motherfucker. He said, my word ain't got no place in you, right? Right? We're going to Isaiah now. We're going to Isaiah chapter. Let's see, go to Isaiah chapter 8. Now listen to this, motherfucker. Now watch this. We're going to Isaiah. And now, you go to Isaiah. He said, my word ain't got no place in you, right? Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8.
That's right.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8. Listen.
And Yahweh sent the word, Yahweh the Son sent the word unto Israel, and it hath lighted upon Israel.
Wait a minute. But he said, my word ain't got no place in you. But he said, I sent the word to Israel. Is I will make it, is he double-minded or something? Is he amnesia or something? He just said he sent the word to who?
Israel.
But he told somebody, my word ain't got no place in you. So he told somebody else that he motherfucker. Ain't that something? Let's go to Acts 10, motherfucker, and pick up at verse 36. See, this is how you do it, motherfucker. That's excellent that you brought this on the table. For now we know how to deal with these verses.
What are you doing?
Acts 10, 36, motherfucker, bring it.
Acts 10. Verse 36.
Yeah, okay.
The word which Yahweh sent
unto
the children of Israel.
Wait a minute, no, that's double-minded. That's Israel and HIV, y'all do. The word he sent to who?
Israel.
So he said, when you say, well, my word ain't got no place in you. So there must be somebody else beside Israel, didn't it? That's right. So now we say, because he sent the word to the children of Israel, right? So he can't turn around and catch amnesia and say, what in that verse 30 what? What did you say? My what? Back to St. John 8. My word what? My word what? In the 8th chapter of St. John at Bohoshia, Israel. My word what? My word what?
John 8.
My word what?
I know
that
you are Abraham's seed, Esau.
Yes.
But you seek to kill me.
Why you seek to kill me?
Because my word has no place in you.
Mother Father, that got to be a separation there. Unless we deal with double-minded mighty one. That got to be a separation there. That got to be somebody else that's dropped in the priesthood. That Herod was running.
The imposter,
motherfucker. That's the one at the priesthood. That's the one at the books and said, hey, you. So they said that you read nine in Israel? So they said, that's where it started from right there.
Everybody,
you but you. You see that? Come on, read some more. Listen to this.
I speak
that which I have seen with my father.
Yeah.
And you do that which you have seen with your father.
So now you see that, that Yahweh did. He said, go ahead and signify. You want to signify? Let's signify.
39.
What is it?
They all.
Now here's an Esau, a third shot at. Watch him always hit it. Hit him with a low blow because he don't understand what the Mesa Spirit said to Miriam. Since he don't understand that, he don't throw a shot at. Watch this.
Esau answered and said unto him,
what?
To Yahweh.
What?
Abraham is our father.
Yes.
Yahweh said unto them,
yeah.
If you were Abraham's children,
right,
you would do the works of Abraham.
That's right.
40. But now you seek to kill me.
You seek to kill me.
A man that hath told you the truth.
That have told you the truth. Go ahead.
Which I have heard of Yahweh.
Yeah.
This did not Abraham.
Abraham didn't do what you did. Go ahead.
41.
What?
You do the deeds of your father.
You do the deeds of your father.
Then said they to him.
It did, now they gonna signify with Yahweh the son, motherfucker. Here they go. Now they just signify, motherfucker.
We be not born of fornication.
We weren't born because we don't know how you were born. Joseph said he didn't touch you, and Joseph had a problem. So we don't know. We don't remember how you were born because you don't know nothing about the Bible. You know about the Milk Spirit made that happen. You just know Joseph had a problem. As a matter of fact, Joseph's problem was so bad. Motherfucker, let me show you how bad Joseph's problem was. Joseph's problem was so bad behind that. Imagine you go home and you say, well, you know I'm pregnant. So what? You what? You know, she was like, shoot. The last time I remember doing something so long ago, what you mean you pregnant? What you talking about you pregnant? Wait, what makes you say that? Let's go. Come on, brother T.S. Ray, let me show you something what would happen. Let's go to 1, verse 19. Pick it up at 118. Matthew 118. Watch this. Listen to this.
Matthew
118. Let me show you what had to happen.
Book of Matthew. Chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Yahweh the Son was on this wise.
But the birth of Yahweh the Son was on this wise.
When as his mother Miriam.
At his mother Miriam.
Was espoused to Joseph.
So she was engaged to Joseph.
Before they came together,
Mother Foster. Before they came together. Watch this.
She was found with child of the righteous spirit.
Now wait a minute, Joseph said, wait a minute, woman. You saying what? We came together and you tell me you what? Somebody got to talk to me. I know it don't work like that. You can't come to out your belly. It's all into my... And I know I ain't done nothing to you. Huh? Let's see what Joseph said behind that. Listen.
Her husband.
What kind of man?
Just
man. Yahweh man.
Yes.
What about it?
And not willing.
And not willing
to make her a public example.
Because if you come up pregnant and they went through the right step, they're going to have to make you a what? A public example. They got to bring you out like Judah said about tear up. Bring out and butter, tear up. He said, your daughter-in-law is pregnant. Your daughter-in-law is pregnant. Tamar is pregnant. He said, well, go get him. Bring out here. We're going to burn her tail up. We're going to put some fire in her tail then. Huh? Y'all, Mother Foster ain't going to hear no more book now. Look at it. She ain't going to hear no more book. Come on, read some more.
With money to put her own way.
So he want to go and put away. Probably. He said, I ain't going to make a public example out of him. I know you're a bad dumb woman, so I'm just going to put you away privately. See what he said? Now, what happened in verse 20?
Verse 20.
But you, what kind of man in verse 19?
Just man.
So a just man, that means he got a visit from the mighty one. See, when you're a just, he going to come tell you what to do. See, if you ain't just, you ain't got nothing coming. That's why I say you got to have your Yahweh man. Somebody going to tell you what time it is. See? So by him being a just man, mean a Yahweh man, what?
Yeah.
What?
Verse 20.
What?
But while he thought on these things.
So that's wrong to think, because he said, don't lean on your own understanding, right? So he tried to figure this thing out. Mama gonna touch. She with a child. And, wait a minute. I don't even remember getting drunk. I don't even remember even nowhere near her. Yeah, you know, doubt that what? Big bad about to fell asleep. Drunk in a house. I could say maybe somehow. I don't know. But I ain't got no, I know I ain't been nowhere near that woman. I ain't seen no needs. Go ahead.
Behold, look, the minister spirit of Yahweh
appeared
to him in a dream.
The minister spirit of Yahweh came to Joseph in a dream.
Joseph. You son of David.
Fear not.
To take unto you Mary, your wife.
Fear not. Don't fear not. Big Bob ain't been there. Is it? No, Big Bob had not been there. You hear that, your mom?
Yeah.
Tell him about Big Bob. No, Big Bob didn't. He didn't backdoor you. Good.
For that which is conceived in her is of the righteous spirit.
Oh, so all these folks that teach that's Joseph,
right.
Baby,
right.
You is going against the righteous spirit. If you speak against the righteous spirit according to Matthew 12:31-30, you got nothing come but the fact. If y'all don't drop that old wicked stir about Joseph, how you make a baby, you gotta have a man. If you don't drop that wicked stir, you got fire on your head right there.
Went against nature.
Joseph had to do it. Now, Mrs. Spirit told Joseph, don't even fear Joseph. Don't worry about it, Joseph. This is the righteous spirit took care of this thing here. This don't worry about this. Ain't Big Bob ain't been over here. Big Bob didn't backdoor you. You see that? Come on back to 39 and come on back to 38 in St. John chapter. Let's work our way up to Mother Foster again. Let's get a couple more verses in right there. Then I'm going to come back to ask Mother Foster and see what you do with that verse 52 again.
St. John.
What?
Chapter 8.
Yes. Verse 39.
Verse 39.
Yes. To 47.
47.
Take it straight down to 47.
And Esau answered and said unto him,
what?
Abraham is our father.
Yes.
Yahweh the son said to them,
what?
If you were of Abraham's children,
right.
You would do the works of Abraham.
So you're not the children on the side of Isaac to Jacob, Israel. That was saying, go ahead.
40. But now you seek to kill me.
Why you seek to kill me? Let's see what he said. Why is that?
A man that hath told you the truth.
I've told you the truth.
Which I have heard of Yahweh.
Yet the Father.
The Father. This did not Abraham.
Abraham don't do stuff that y'all do, go ahead.
41. You do the deeds of your father.
So you're doing deeds of your father, Esau.
Then said they to him,
watch what Esau said to Yahweh the son.
We be not born of fornication.
We
have one father.
See, we weren't born the way you were born. You were born of fornication. Because we know what Joe was right around trying to figure this thing out.
Mm.
We know the thing. You see what he said? We know the lick. We don't know what guy was it, but we know Joseph didn't ever touch him. At that time.
They know everything. They're all up in our business.
You see that? What happened next?
42.
What?
Yahweh the son said unto them.
What? If Yahweh was your father.
You would love me.
You would love me.
For I proceeded forth and came from Yahweh the father.
Right.
Neither came I of myself.
Right.
But Yahweh the father sent me.
So he was sent to do this business. Go ahead.
43.
What?
Why do you not understand my speech?
He said, why you can't understand my speech, Esau, in your five songs that was employed by Herod, the king?
Is it because you cannot hear my word?
Because you cannot hear my words. I sent my word to Israel. I didn't send no word to Esau. That's why you can't hear my word today. The word light up on Israel. So the word light up on Esau. He ain't nothing lit up on him. That's why he say all the stuff he say today.
That's right.
Go ahead.
44.
What?
You are of your father.
Esau, you is of your father, the devil.
And the lust of your father, Esau, you will do.
And you will do everything your daddy do, Esau.
He was a murderer.
Your daddy was a murderer.
From the beginning.
From the beginning.
And abode not in the truth.
Your daddy is not in the truth.
Because there is no truth in him.
There is no truth in your daddy's faith.
When he speaks,
when he speaks
a lie.
Yes.
And he speaketh of his own.
He speaketh of his own. Why?
For he is a liar.
He is a liar.
And the father of.
He's a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. Imagine you speaking to people that they are what?
Liar.
That's something to think about.
Automatically.
The liar.
By nature.
By nature. A liar.
And in spirit.
Go ahead.
Number 45. Verse 45, and because I tell you the truth.
Because I tell you the truth.
You don't even believe me.
You don't even believe me.
46. Which of you convinces me of sin?
Go ahead.
And if I say the truth,
what?
Why don't you believe me?
Why don't you believe if I tell you the truth? Go ahead.
47.
Listen.
He that is of Yahuwah the Father heareth Yahuwah the Father's word.
Right.
You therefore hear them not.
You hear them not.
You are not of.
Who is the you? Who is the you?
You Esau.
Esau, you not. You not. Motherfucker, you catch that? You not Esau. What about Esau? You not what?
You are not of Yahuwah the Father.
Is that true? Is that true?
Got no light.
Because he told you in verse 44 who you are. What did he say you are? 44.
You ain't got no light.
What did he say in 44?
You are of the father.
You are of your father the devil. So now you got it, motherfuckers? You are of your father the devil. Huh? Now going back to 54, motherfuckers. Now pick up the first 54 again. Now going back to 54. 52. 52, motherfuckers.
John, mm-hmm. Chapter
8,
verse
52. Listen to it.
Then said.
Esau to him. Wait. No, don't leave them. Put the word there. Then said. Put it for Yada.
Yeah.
Come on, motherfucker.
I know.
But what? Is he talking about?
Oh,
now, Jew is. So, Jew is Yada, right?
Right.
What do it say in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, motherfucker? Revelation 2:9, 3:9, what does it say there? I'm going to give you a precept. 2:9, 3:9.
Revelation chapter 2.
Yeah. 2:9 and 3:9.
Chapter 2, verses 2.
2:9 and 3:9. Revelation chapter 2, yeah. Verse 9, and Revelation chapter 3, verse 9.
Revelation chapter 2,
verse 9.
I know your works.
I know your works.
And tribulation.
Yeah.
And poverty.
Mm-hmm.
But
you
are rich.
But you are rich.
And I know.
I know.
Blaspheming.
Yeah.
Of them.
Of them.
They
what?
They are.
Huh?
Yahdah.
Yeah.
And are not.
Yeah, right. That's saying he's saying I know. I know the ones say they Yahdah, but they're not. But they're not, motherfuckers. But they're not. They said of you, but they not, Mother Foster.
It's a body blow right there. That's a.
But they not.
Slam dunk. That's a.
Mother Foster, but they not. I know you say you mean, but you not.
A roundhouse on
me. I know you say you mean, but you not. So what does it say? What does it say, Mother Foster? Keep reading. What does it say that in that 2:9?
But.
The what?
Synagogue.
The what?
Of Satan.
Didn't we just read that over there, 844?
Yeah.
It's the same thing, motherfucker. I know what you're saying. It's like you think they're talking about, no, they're talking about you, Esau. They ain't talking about me.
That's
right. You see what I'm saying, motherfucker? I know who you are. Like you told me, I know you Abraham Steve, but you seem to clear me. I know you're not who you say you are. And we know you ain't who you say you are today. And we can prove it with the Bible open. And like my boss. 3:9, 3:9.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 9.
What does it say?
Behold, I will make them
Dem.
Of the synagogue of Satan.
So who's the them? Esau and his five sons. Then the one got synagogues. That's the one got synagogues. We have temples. They got synagogues, Mother Foster.
And churches.
They got churches and synagogues. Mother Foster, they got churches and synagogues. What do you say about them in 3:9?
The synagogue of Satan.
And we read that in only 8 chapter, Mother Foster. We turn it back up to 8:44. You are of your father the devil. He ain't talking about Israel. He's about the one that's saying you, but they're not. It appears that that's them, but they're not. They're not, Mother Foster. 3:9.
We'll say they are not God.
But?
But
what?
They're not.
Go ahead.
But do lie.
Did they do what? They didn't lie, Mother Foster. They sit there and took that scripture right there and whooped our forefathers and take that talking about Israel. And they lied. They don't cook the books on us. Yeah, Mother Foster. Go ahead.
Behold, I will make them
the sons of Esau.
Make them to come and worship before your
foot. So sooner or later, only Esau and his five sons come and do what?
Worship before your
feet.
In chain.
In chain. And we can read it, but we can read it. Go ahead.
And to know that I have loved you.
I love. Who Yahweh love?
Israel.
He don't love no Esau. What did he tell you about Esau?
Right.
What did he tell you over in the 9th chapter?
That's right.
So you can't have any Romanship. You can't have him being double-minded now, Mother Foster. Look what he said in the ninth chapter, verse number 13. Romans 9:13, Mother Foster. Look what he says here. Romans 9:13. Now you can't have him double minded now, right? He ain't double minded. What he says over here in 9 verse 13. Romans.
Romans chapter 9, verse 13.
Yeah.
As it is written.
He said you can go back and read it. If you don't believe me, you can go back and read it.
Israel have I loved.
I love me some Israel.
But Esau have I hated.
So do he change?
No.
So if you hate him dead, do he love him now?
No.
You see that? So what's all this rainbow going on for? What's all this stuff going on? If we're going to do Bible, what? Unless the man change? Do he change, motherfucker? If he hate him then, do he hate him now?
Yes.
He says, written? Where's written at? Malachi 1:1-3:4. Both T Israel.
All right, Malachi the seer. Chapter 1:1-4. Burden the word of Yahweh to Israel by Malachi.
Yes.
Verse 2.
What?
I love you, said Yahweh.
I love me some Israel now.
Yeah, you say. Whereas you love us.
I can't tell
you. Was not Esau Israel's brother?
Esau is Israel's brother, Mother Foster.
Say Yahweh.
Yeah.
Yet I love Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3. And I hated Esau and his five sons.
Yeah.
And laid his belly and his heritage waiting for the dragons of the wilderness.
I'm going to take that. What? Yeah.
Four. Whereas Esau and his five sons say,
what they said?
We are in progress.
Yes.
But we return and build the desolate place.
Chapter 14:9-2, they return.
Yes. Just then Yahweh vote.
What?
They should build.
Yeah, they build it right now, ain't they?
But I will throw down.
But I'm going to do it. Hurricane Mary, somebody. Everybody but Yahweh, huh? You call everything you want to call but Yahweh. But okay, fine. I'm going to send that over you. Go ahead.
And they should call them.
What?
The border of wickedness.
They can call them the border of wickedness.
And the people.
The peoples.
Against whom Yahweh has inclination forever.
What I'm love. So you mean the brother can't, the brother ain't got no love coming? Where under the love the brother for the all is on perfect. All is on this meeting. He meet with God in the middle of the night somewhere, and God told me to tell you this. Come on now. This man got an indignation with you for how long?
Forever.
And your kids too. Is that what we're reading? Small mother falls back to 852. St. John 852, mother falls.
St. John, then said,
uh-huh.
Esau and his five sons.
Right.
Unto him.
The false got dog.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's right.
The lion, Yahdah.
That's right, the lion.
The identity theft people.
We got a whole bunch of them.
The identity theft. That was the Ben said, identity theft. Imposters.
We can read that.
The identity theft, the imposters. What the identity theft and apostles? And what do they say?
Now we know. That thou
has
the devil.
Now we know you got, now look, now they gonna turn on him. He called him a devil. Now y'all call him a devil. Yeah. This idiot made it. Now they gonna call him a devil. This is a man made of heaven and earth, and now Esau will call him a devil. Go ahead.
Abraham is dead.
He said Abraham is dead, that's true.
And the seer.
Yeah.
And thou said,
uh-huh.
If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death.
Now they questioning Yahweh the Son. Go ahead.
53. Art thou greater than our father Abraham?
Is you greater than our father Abraham, Yahweh the Son?
Yeah. Which is dead. And the seer.
And the seers.
Are dead.
Y'all dead.
Whom makest thou yourself.
Who talking according to Psalms 58 verse 3 above Jesus, right? Who talking?
Book of Psalms.
Psalms
chapter 58 verse 3.
Yeah, who talking?
The wicked are estranged from the womb.
They're estranged from the womb.
They go astray as soon as they be born.
Doing what?
They get lied.
So they lying right here in this verse with him. So that's how I know you can read, but they lying here, motherfucker. Yeah. They lying right in this verse right here. Because he already said in what he said in 14 verse 12, there, brother Hosea Israel and St. John. What he says in 14 verse 12, let me show you why I know he's lying. So you don't recognize him, he's lying. 14 verse 12, St. John. Watch this.
St. John. Chapter 14, verse 12, read. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me,
right.
Yahweh the Son,
right.
The works that I do,
yeah.
He do also.
He do also. So,
and greater works.
And greater works.
Shall he do.
Do you do.
Because I go unto my Father.
So he said, I'm going back to your Father, but it's going to be somebody left. Going to be a who?
Greater God. Work.
No, it's going to be a who? What the Bible say it's going to be? According to the Bible, what it say it's going to be? He said, I'm going to the Father. He said, something going to be here. What is it going to be here? According to the Bible. According to the Bible. It's going to be a what? According to the verse.
12 and verse 12.
Yeah, the same verse, 14, 12.
It's going to be a believer.
No, what the Bible say it's going to be?
Really,
what the Bible say it's going to be?
He, not a she.
Not a she, it's going to be a he. It's going to be a he, not a she. That's what it says. It's going to be a he that going to come after me, and what is he going to do?
He is going to believe on me, Yahweh the Son.
Yeah.
The works that I do,
yeah.
Shall he do also.
Yeah.
And greater works than these shall he do.
Why?
Because I go unto my Father.
So he said, so it ain't on me no more. It's on the he that got to show up and do greater works than what he did. So we got to expect a he to show up, and we now need a sign on what the he going to do. Sister YH Israel, Malachi 4:4-6.
Malachi
Now, this is what the sign he going to do. We're going to find what the he going to do, for we have signs of what he going to do. Malachi 4:4-6.
Malachi 4:4-6.
Listen to this.
Remember
ye the law, verse 5 unto Moses, my servant. I
commanded unto him in Horus for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments, verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, to the west here, before the
coming
of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh.
Now, let's see what
he's
going to do.
Verse 6. And
he
shall turn the
heart
of the mind of the father to the children. The heart of the mind of the children.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Therefore, lest I come.
So when they come, he's going to be telling you about who you are, turn the minds back to the fathers, they'll tell you about how you got to unite, and all that good stuff. So do we got an idea, should we wait? What his name is? Anybody got in a smell of this? He'll bring you back your identity. He'll tell you who you really are, your responsibility. He'll tell you who's lying and who's not. He said, what is he going to do? Do we got any smell of that kind of heat in our midst?
Yeah.
Oh, we do? We got a smell of that in our midst?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Emo.
Yeah.
I got to stiff my neck and say, what, Emo?
Yes.
What I got to say behind that?
What do you have to say?
No, but is there any sign of that right there? Is there any sign anywhere? On the news or anywhere? On the news or
Lord Talk Radio.
Is there any sign?